is Eleni Kazan. You know her and you love her from My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And, of course, the great role that really most people know you from is My Favorite Year, where you won the or nominated for Golden Globe for the feature film, and also for a Tony. You received a Tony nomination for the musical version.
I did.
Yeah. That I want to know a little bit about your background before we start and talk about the topic today. Because I found it interesting that when you started, you were an understudy for Barbra Streisand.
Right.
In Funny Girl.
Right.
What was it like working with her at that point in your career?
It was extraordinary. It was very frustrating, and it was very difficult because it was extraordinary because I had a front row seat in the makings of one of the greatest stars. And it was frustrating because I wanted to go on the stage, and I wanted her to get sick. So, you know, I waited a year and 3 months before I got a chance to go on. I finally went on twice in one day, and then my career just took off from that. And I left the show, you know, right afterwards, and went on to a record career and singing all over the country. And I didn't start acting. I did a couple of pictures. I did a picture with Frank Sinatra, and I did a picture with Yul Brynner and Eli Wallach in the early 70s, but it wasn't until 1981 that I actually started really becoming an actress, a film actress. I had when I got pregnant and I decided to go back to studying acting. I studied with Lee Strasberg and Sandy Meisner. And I had two nightclubs, one in Los Angeles and one in New York, which was called Laney's Room, East and West. And that's really when I started acting. My true acting job was in One from the Heart for Francis Coppola.
Mm.
And then I did My Favorite Year.
No, it's interesting because I remember you actually from The Dean Martin Show.
Exactly.
You were on there quite a bit.
I was. I also did the first summer show they ever did with Rowan and Martin. Before Laugh-In. It was the summer before Laugh-In.
Really? See, I don't even remember that show.
Yeah, it was the summer show. Dom DeLuise and myself and Rowan and Martin.
Did you ever end up doing Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In?
No, I never did.
Hmm.
But you know, I'm here. You know why I'm here?
I do know why you're
here. I'm here to promote the American Dietetic Association and ConAgra Foods. I'm happy to be representing them, and I'm here to promote home food safety.
That's something that's really important. You know what aggravates me? I'll tell you, Lainey. I watch people grilling, and they'll have raw chicken on there, and they'll move it around with a fork. Then they'll put the same fork in a hot dog.
I know.
And they'll give that to the kids.
I know.
And it drives me berserk.
Well, it should. It should. And you know, most people, 50% of the population don't wash their hands. And it's so important to wash your hands throughout the whole entire food preparation. And you've got to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds, you know, with soap and warm water. And then separate your foods. Keep your meats and your poultry separate from your ready-to-eat foods. And you can keep them on color-coded, chopping blocks. And to cook your food to the proper temperature. Most people don't know when their food is done. So you get a little meat thermometer and put it in what you're cooking. And you put it in your poultry, it should be 170 degrees, and your hamburger meat should be 160 degrees. And you know, hamburger is the most dangerous if it's not cooked properly. Because you never know where it's been, you know?
That's true, and you don't know what's in it either. So.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Hopefully you buy the proper good meat, you know? I mean, if you're cooking it yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't recommend eating hamburgers in too many restaurants. But, and last but not least, refrigerate. Refrigerate at least 2 hours after you finished your barbecue. And this is being the season for barbecuing and, you know, holidays and whatever have you. Everybody's out in the garden petting the dog and playing ball and touching whatever dirty toys there are for their kids. And it's important to constantly wash your hands and follow these home food safety rules. And I have some fabulous recipes that are also on the website.
And I know it's called homefoodsafety.org.
You got it.
I know. I'm all prepared here, you know.
Oh, you're great. But, I have recipes that are fabulous there called my Big Fat Greek Chicken and my Big Fat Greek Hamburgers and also Chicken Kazan.
I've been a victim of food poisoning twice in restaurants.
Once
I was in the hospital for 2 weeks with something called Campylobacter, which is not a
what
fun
is
thing
that?
To get. Campylobacter. It's like a salmonella, but it actually goes into your bloodstream. It's terrible.
Oh my God!
And that was from
awful.
That was from buffalo wings that weren't cooked right.
Oh my God! I had food poisoning too. Went to Puerto Rico.
Really, it's not fun. I got a good in Jamaica as well, but some of these other countries are not exactly standard of
it's
health
the worst,
safety.
It's the worst sick I've ever been. It's the sickest I've ever been. I can't even remember being more sick.
Yeah. Well, talking about something more upbeat for a second, you got a movie coming out with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that and about working with those two.
Well, it's called Geely. Most people call it Giggly, but it's Geely. And it's with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, Christopher Walken, and Al Pacino.
What a cast, huh?
I know. It's a great cast, and it's a wonderful movie. And I play, guess what? Ben Affleck's mother.
There you go.
And it's a very dark comedy. It's very dark.
Now, were Ben and Jennifer dating during this time?
I didn't see it.
Really?
Yeah, but I was only on the movie for a couple of weeks, so I might have missed it. They might have started before I got there or after I left. I don't really know. But I never saw their romance. They were just two terrific people to work with. I didn't see any diva-ness. You know, she wasn't a diva. And he was so bright and unavailable, and he's a smart guy.
Well, he's from Boston. What do you expect?
Exactly. Where are you from, Boston?
Yes. Yes. You know, and the, another thing that's in your resume that I really wanted to talk about for 1 second, because it was my favorite show,
mm-hmm.
was Beverly Hills 90210. I know you were on that show at one point.
Yeah, I did that. You know, it was so long ago, I don't really remember.
Yeah, I bet you played someone's mom.
I played somebody, yeah. what was that? The little Greek girl, actually. What was her name? Do you remember anybody? I can't remember, but she was Greek.
Well, it was not Tiffany Thiessen.
No.
No.
What's her name?
It was Tibria, Gabrielle Kateris.
Gabrielle, right.
Okay.
Yeah, Kateris.
Yeah, we had Gabrielle on the show. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so folks out there that are concerned that want to have a nice, safe barbecuing season this year can go to homefoodsafety.org. And I know ConAgra and some of the folks, they have like that temperature thermometers and things that are available in stores, right?
Yes, you can buy them in the stores and the supermarkets, and you know, just log on to homefoodsafety.org.
There's another place that thermometers are appropriate too, and that's the refrigerator.
Oh, right. You can get little refrigerator thermometers, and not only that, but you should transport your food, you know, for picnics and whatever have you, in an air-conditioned vehicle, not in your trunk, so that they can, you know, spoil.
Yeah.
And if it's really hot, don't leave your food out for more than an hour.
You know, I'm starting...
Not even that. It's just so dangerous.
Lainey, I'm starting to get guilt feelings here. I made my daughter a tuna fish sandwich today, sent her to a field trip with a cooler with two small ice packs in it, but... Oh boy!
Yeah, it's scary, and
it is scary.
I don't know about eating tuna fish, and I get scared.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I got food poisoning in a supermarket once from tuna fish. So.
Oh, you didn't buy it in the supermarket, did you?
Yeah, I did. I was really dumb.
Yeah,
I won't do that again.
And don't forget, you can carry those little wipes with you so you can wash your hands.
So I do, you know. I actually have those in my car.
You do?
They're a great thing
too.
To have.
I do, too.
Yeah. Not only the little wipes that they sell, but also they have antiseptic wipes, the big ones that you can carry with you.
Right. Or what's that stuff you put in your hands?
Like I use Kids Fresh.
Antibacterial.
Antibacterial. I have spray that I use.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're clean.
Well, I'm very much into the clean thing, you know. All radio people are, you know. But Lainey Kazan, we look forward to seeing you in many new things, and especially in Geely.
Geely.
Yeah, it's too confusing for me to even pronounce. But
well,
it's
good luck, and have a great holiday season and a wonderful barbecue season. And don't forget, wash your hands.
All right, take care, Lainey.
All right, bye-bye now.